as a weapon in love. There's nothing you can do to let time tick, stay positive and show still. These are the goals I made myself.
This is Bird Note. Of all the birds out there, the corvid family, the crows, ravens, and jays might have the spookiest reputation. We call a flock a murder of crows, and the birds are scary smart. And then there's Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven.
Quote the raven, nevermore.
Some people just feel like they're a bad omen. But this idea that corvids are spooky is far from universal. It's mainly in the Western world, as corvid researcher Kaylee Swift explains.
For example, in many parts of Asia, crows and ravens are used as avatars of fate. Rather than being, you know, these scary things, these were helpful beings that guided people to their destinies. Even if we look back in time through European cultures, we see that the connotation of these birds have changed a lot. For example, in ancient Greece, they were actually symbols of love and marriage. And seeing a crow was a good sign for a marriage. And so they definitely have this kind of spooky culture context now. But I like to remind people that, you know, human beings and human cultures around the globe are not a monolith. And if you start to poke around, you'll see these birds might have some really different contexts depending on when and where you look.
Learn more about spooky or not so spooky birds on our podcast, Bring Birds Back. Find it in your podcast app or at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Tanaja Hamilton. Happy Halloween!
CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, home of Burnaby Rock, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory high atop Burnaby Mountain in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. This episode was pre-produced at my proxy site in East Vancouver on the traditional unceded territory of Squamish and Tsleil-Waututh people. Welcome back. This is episode 77 of the program. Show favorites, no big deal. Of course, next week will be Fun Drive here on the program, which will also now be my annual Best Of show. So tune in on Friday, November 4th to hear all the best songs from the last 12 months. Also featured will be my various appeals as to why you should donate to the station. If you're listening now and it's Thursday, Fun Drive is happening right now, so go to cgsf.ca/donate to send your donation to the station and jump the queue for prizes on this show if you donate $70 or more to the station, citing Home of Burnaby Rock. Up for grabs this year are two unopened surplus LP records. The first is Palms Trading Basics, a rare classic in short supply, and the second being Liquid Times, the red hot new release from Big City. It is your choice at the $70 level, so go to cgsf.ca/donate and cite Home of Burnaby Rock. In that last set, you heard John Mouse with Maniac, then it was Pavement and Spam Risk, then it was Lithics from their first full length, followed by Hut Hut, Oblomov, and Printhead. After that was Lalonde, Melkbelly, and Exit Group, and then from there it was Co-op, Tummyache, Floaty, and the OCs. And finally, finishing up the set was The Bees, Kurt Vile, and Ministry. So I have two more to go, and then it is the art show. Or if it's Thursday, it is the Blurred Crusade. Join me for Fun Drive next week, or tomorrow, depending on when you're listening. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening.
This city whoa. Eat this city, eat this city whoa.
Yes. listening to